Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the infamous blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Castos for more episodes.
Good morning. I'm Tina Gray, and I'm a registered nurse. I'm our Population Health Program Manager for North Mississippi Medical Clinics. I wanted to take some time today and share with everyone some of the important elements behind population health and the key concepts of our work as a department. Population health has been defined as the health outcomes of a group of individuals. It is somewhat of a different approach to healthcare that aims to improve the health of an entire population of people, whether that be in a certain community, a specific clinic, a health system as a whole, such as North Mississippi Health Services, or maybe individuals working in a certain setting, like a local factory. This can be achieved in many ways, utilizing a variety of resources and programs. Population health can target patients for many different reasons as well. We may work with individuals to close care gaps like mammograms, colonoscopies, or eye exams. We target high-risk groups to educate patients and help them better manage their chronic conditions such as diabetes or COPD. We often help patients with resource needs like transportation or affording medications. Today, I wanted to take some time and look specifically at a few of the most vital components of a successful population health effort. We'll start with looking at the need for having a primary care provider at the head of the table and taking care of our patients. Then we're going to talk about having a nurse case manager to connect with individuals one-on-one. And last, we will look at the utilization of other support services such as a social worker, dietitian, and pharmacist. We're going to start with discussing the importance of having a primary care provider and establishing a relationship with that provider. A primary care provider is typically a family practice or internal medicine trained physician or nurse practitioner. It is important for everyone to have a doctor, an NP, that's going to focus on the patient as a whole and not just one certain condition or disease. In population health, we often refer to the primary care provider as the one being in the driver's seat or the one responsible for navigating your care. I don't want to discredit specialists in any way. We need them to guide and work in their area of expertise where they are specially trained, but there are many basic wellness initiatives, acute issues, and other chronic conditions that need or even require the role of a primary care provider, where a specialist is only going to focus on their specific problem. When I first started in population health several years ago, care gaps were, and are still today, a main area of focus for us. Care gaps being those preventative wellness screenings that I mentioned earlier, like mammograms and colonoscopies, or annual screenings for diabetes and other chronic conditions, such as getting a foot exam or a diabetic eye exam. One thing that stood out to me at that time and really supported the need for active primary care was that most individuals who actually had those screenings completed and were up to date on their care needs were people who were well established with a primary care provider and had had routine checkups. We also noticed that individuals often missed their standard screenings if they were only followed by specialists, such as a diabetic who only saw their endocrinologist regularly. In this instance, the endocrinologist isn't going to talk to you about completing your colonoscopy or evaluate your need for antidepressants or ask you if you're experiencing issues with your memory. The specialist is only going to treat and focus on the condition for which you were referred to them for. Those screenings and wellness initiatives are addressed in primary care. There are actually quality standards and guidelines that primary care providers follow to help them screen patients and prompt them for areas of need. Physicians are guided by best practice standards on things like vaccines and other medications that align with certain chronic conditions for diabetes and patients with COPD, hypertension, congestive heart failure. A primary care provider, or PCP as we call it, will always be more of an advocate for preventative wellness as well. Prevention is key to improving the outcomes and increasing the overall health in most all situations. If any of you have been to the doctor for primary care at all in the last few years, you may have noticed some changes and push toward wellness. Historically, we went to the doctor to be seen for whatever issue we had going on at that time, or maybe treatment of a chronic condition like elevated blood pressure. That was all that was discussed. We were in and out and done. But in today's world, our primary care doctors and NPs are held to a higher standard in caring for individuals. I would say the individual needs to look at first, you know, what is close to them? What is something that would be convenient for them? A lot of people want to go where their friends go, but if transportation's an issue and your friend goes 30 minutes from you, that might not be something that's your best option. You know, I would look around and find someone where you know that's going to be the most convenient for you, and then call that clinic and make sure they have availability. Some providers, you know, may be full, may not be taking new patients. If any patients ever have questions about that, they can always call NurseLink at 1-800-THE-DESK. And NurseLink has a list of all of North Mississippi primary care providers, and they can help to put you in contact with the clinics that are taking new patients and things like that. PCPs are actually promoted to ensure that every patient that belongs to them and that they bill services for has a thorough exam at least once yearly, evaluating many different things like potential needs around the loss of independence, signs and symptoms of depression, if they have financial concerns, life planning questions or issues, meeting end-of-life needs, and many others. These providers play an integral role in ensuring the safety, well-being, and overall health of the individuals as they care. So as you can see, a primary care provider carries a heavy load for their patients. I cannot stress the importance of selecting a PCP enough, especially as we age. That relationship, having routine checkups and timely follow-ups, will have a significant impact on one's health journey. The next key player in a successful population health effort is having an integrated case manager. In our clinic system with NMMCI and our population health department, we provide this service through LPNs and RNs that work directly with patients under the supervision of the primary care provider. These nurses work closely with patients to get to know them and meet them where they are in their health and their health journey. Our nurses do chart reviews to identify opportunities for improvement, such as needed lab work, making sure patients have appropriate follow-ups scheduled. They review your medications to ensure that meds are up to date and they accurately reflect what a patient's taking at home, or that all the orders have been entered and fulfilled. These care managers contact patients over the phone or in person at their office visits, and they complete a comprehensive review and questionnaire searching to identify any disparities that may need attention, such as your need for transportation, money to purchase food or medicines, if you need assistance with personal activities in your home or maybe with a caregiver. These nurses then work with each patient's provider, pharmacy, and other team members that we may need to pull in to develop a patient-specific care plan to offer help in any of the identified areas of need. We teach patients the basics concerning self-care and managing their disease at home and when to contact the doctor for updates or concerns. Case managers work closely with individuals and their families to bridge the gap from one office visit to another or from PCP to specialty. And I believe that's one of the most important things that the case managers do. We actually review each patient's chart after office visits, and we follow up on any and all new orders or changes with the patient after that visit to ensure a complete understanding from the patient and caregiver and that all orders were fulfilled. We follow up on referrals and any other outside orders placed to ensure that nothing falls through the cracks. Case managers often become the right hand of the provider and the patient when it comes to meeting their health needs. The last area of importance that I want to take time and mention today concerning a successful population health effort is that of the ancillary services that we offer to really provide the team approach to patient care. In our department, we have a dietitian that we can consult to help with specific dietary needs. She may work with individuals on anything from a low-salt diet or other dietary restrictions to a diet needed specifically to help control diabetes. They can work with individuals on making healthier choices and designing a plan for weight loss. She will provide phone visits. She meets patients in person. Whatever we need to do to meet them where they're at in their journey. Another valuable member is our social worker. Our social worker helps to connect the patients with resources needed to help manage not only their health care, but their daily living needs. The care managers often refer patients to the social worker when a need is identified that may be impacting their overall health, such as their inability to pay for their medications, or maybe they often miss doctor's appointments because they do not have transportation to get to and from. These are just a few of the areas that the social worker often addresses. But when these referrals are received, the social worker will work to help individuals find programs that could help them in their home, or she may refer them to other resource agencies that cover whatever need that has come up. The social worker often works with individuals to help them with long-term planning in areas of financial need or housing. Our last key team member is our pharmacy team. We have pharmacists that work closely with our doctors and nurses to help troubleshoot medication problems like the inability to tolerate certain medicines, or maybe you have a patient who can't afford them, or in reconciling medicines from the hospital back to home, we often find discrepancies and our pharmacy team helps us to clear those up. Our pharmacists also work reports, and they look for opportunities where providers could change certain medicines and help patients with cost or maybe combination therapies that would offer better control. So I hope that all this will give everyone a little better look into what all goes on into a population health team. Every team member plays an important part in our success in improving patient care. To wrap up our time today, I thought I would share a patient story, highlight the work of the population health team, and help to solidify the impact that our team is having on improving the overall quality of the patients that we serve at North Mississippi Health Services. We recently had a 65-year-old male that was referred to case management for care coordination, education, and disease management of his uncontrolled diabetes. This patient had recently been incarcerated for an extended period of time and had been released just a few months prior. Since returning to his home and his community, he had been unable to afford his medicines due to limited resources. He came into one of our clinics established with primary care, and it was noted that day that he was a diabetic and his A1C was checked. It came back at 10.5, with normal being 7. He reported to his physician at that time that he had been out of his meds for about 3 months since his release from prison. He confessed that since his incarceration, he had been paying monthly restitution along with his rent and had been unable to find employment. Due to these events, he had had to let several things go, and his medications being one of those. He also reported that he didn't have enough money left to purchase food often. His PCP referred him to case management at that time. Upon completing the admission assessment that day, the case manager discovered that this patient's rent and restitution took almost all of his monthly income. He was literally living off of a loaf of bread at that time. He had no money at all on the day of admission, and he wasn't sure how he was going to make it to his next check. He was adamant about the fact that he could not miss his restitution because he didn't want to return to prison, and he wanted to try to do things right. He was desperate, but had no idea which way to turn. He discussed with his case manager how he could tell that his health had been declining since his release because he had gone from getting his medicines regularly, checking his blood sugar daily, to slowly having no meds and not being able to test at all. The population health team worked with Salvation Army that day to obtain an immediate fulfillment of 1 month's worth of groceries, medications, and diabetic supplies. He was able to pick all of this up the following day. This allowed the team time to further investigate other options for him and educate him on his diabetes and how to self-manage his condition. Case management later found food banks for him, as well as a local church that could provide 1 meal a day. These options would allow him not only to obtain food, but save the money that he was previously spending on food items. Case management also discussed his case with the PCP, and it was decided that a referral to the Diabetes Treatment Center would be the best option for him so that he could be enlisted in the Diabetes Assistance Fund program that helps to cover diabetic supplies and testing. Prior to going to the treatment center, he was followed closely by the case manager for assistance with obtaining a glucometer, testing, med adjustments, and just calling and checking on him every couple of weeks. She helped him to set up his meter, and he quickly started checking his blood sugar twice a day, recording this for review, and reporting that blood sugars were coming down. He received all of his medications and reported that he was feeling better and could tell the difference in his overall well-being and energy and just how he felt. He was able to land a part-time job to gain some extra income, and he really began to thrive. Later, during an office visit with his PCP, he asked to see the case manager. The patient became tearful as he expressed his gratitude to the case manager and all that she and the team had done, and he stated he just didn't know things like this even existed. I can't believe all of you are helping me. This gentleman went on to maintain a healthy life, working several days a week, and he successfully transitioned back into society and was later discharged from case management. Thank you all for your time today. If anyone has any questions around establishing with a provider or a referral to Population Health, feel free to contact me at 377-5111. Thanks and have a great day.
Thank you for listening. We're here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helped you understand what connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Castos for more episodes.